Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Sean Broderick. He is an analyst over at Weiss Ratings. Now, Sean, let's just take a step back and look at these markets in a broad sense and all the green that we are seeing on the screen. You look at the broad averages, those are up. You look at the metals, those are higher. You look at financials, you look at energy, those are all higher as well. You can make the argument that the precious metals are outperforming today, but yesterday it was a day for the U.S. equity markets. This is all coming on the back of the U.S. election, which is still not solidified. We don't know a clear winner, but the market maybe is starting to have a little bit more confidence that we will get a winner and finally this turmoil will be behind us. Fact of the matter is, though, stuff is still very volatile. It's just volatile to the upside right now. What does this all mean to you and the way you're managing your portfolio?
Yeah, well, I think the market priced in incredible uncertainty going into the election. So at this point, anything is a relief. Now, I do not hold the opinion that things could be finalized very soon. I may be wrong, but I think there's the potential that this could end up in the courts and stuff like that. And the market isn't pricing that in. Therefore, there is the potential for downside. So I'm kind of taking a wait-and-see approach right now. That said, I don't mind the fact that all of my gold stocks are going higher, that all of my cannabis stocks are going higher, that pretty much everything is going higher. You know, that's fine. I'm happy to have that. I do think that there is potentially more uncertainty. I don't think people should sell, but I think anyone who just wants to wait a bit to see how things work out, you know, I can't blame them on that because that's exactly what I'm doing.
So, Sean, are there any certain markets or sectors or charts that you're watching closely to give you a little insight into how much more this rally could go? Or on the flip side, if this rally is slowing down and could be turning over?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's going to slow down soon. I mean, I'd hate to be wrong on that. But if you look at the charts of, say, the Dow and the S&P 500, those look like nearly three white soldiers in a chart pattern, which is a tremendously bullish chart pattern when it shows up, where like things open and they go higher throughout the day and then they close near the highs. That kind of thing indicates that money is rotating out of cash and being put to work. And like, I think Wall Street built up a tremendous amount of cash because it was very uncertain about things. The things that are working very well for me are cannabis stocks, which are doing enormously well. We saw four states legalize in the election. One of them was New Jersey, which, along with being a big state, New Jersey legalizing makes New York very envious. They can't have New Jersey just rolling around in cash while New York doesn't get any. So New York is making plans to legalize in April. So if you can find multi-state operators that can profit off the new states legalizing and New York as well, I think that's a good thing to think about. You could do very well as that works out. At the same time, and this is something to keep in mind on cannabis, as the election stands now, the Republicans are going to retain control of the Senate. Whether Trump or Biden ends up in the White House, the Republicans will retain control of the Senate. And that's important because Mitch McConnell does not like cannabis. Therefore, we are probably not going to see cannabis legalized on a federal level, which is actually okay if you're an investor in the space now. And the reason for that is because those multi-state operators, which are leading the way higher right now, have learned how to make a tremendous amount of money with the rules as they exist now. If the rules changed, if everything legalized, that could be quite upsetting for the financial plans of those companies. But many of them are on a road track to success that the way the system is now, which could exist for another 3 or 4 years, that's perfectly fine for them. That's a great system. And as more individual states legalize, then they'll move into those areas as well. So I think that's one thing people should look at. And also gold and silver, I mean, again, the uncertainty was really weighing on them. They were not moving higher, and we saw the miners underperforming the actual metals, which is something you never want to see. Well, that's changed. Now we have the miners, the developers, the explorers blasting off. If you own a stock that's in that industry that isn't up today, you might want to reconsider moving that money into one of the ones that is going up, because they should be going higher as a group right now. Everything on my screen is green, and I hope everything on your screen is green in the precious metal space as well. If not, then you have to consider maybe I'm not holding the right stuff right now. So I would watch that as well.
Hey, I'm with you, Sean, when it comes to the precious metal stocks. Yeah, if you're not seeing some nice moves higher today, even double-digit percentage-wise moves, then I think you do need to reconsider or at least reevaluate what that stock's role is in your portfolio. But again, we're seeing just a lot of money hit the market broadly, right? And obviously this money was on the sidelines because of the election and all the turmoil. And we still don't even have the election outcome. But it makes you think, though, how much money is on the sidelines. It has rushed in very quickly. I'm going to be watching closely how these markets close and how they trade on Friday. But sometimes, don't you need to take a step back and say, look, all this stuff is moving very aggressively. When is the right time to start taking some profits if you do have some nice profits?
You raise a very good point. And let me give you one more example by way of like illustration. My subscribers to Supercycle Investor did very well in those renewable energy stocks, like, say, over the past couple of months. I mean, we took triple-digit percentage gains, other ones nice gains anyway, you know, all this stuff. And that's because the market was pricing in a potential Biden win and also the Democrats taking the Senate. Now we know that the Republicans will likely hold the Senate no matter who is in the White House, which means any kind of renewable energy plan that Biden might want to do probably is going to have to be drastically scaled back or not happen. You would think that would hurt the solar power stocks. I've heard Wall Street saying, oh, well, you know what? I guess we should rotate out of the solar power stocks. They're all up strongly today anyway, which goes to your point. There is so much money sitting on the sidelines. It is willing to buy anything. It is willing to buy things and look beyond any short-term potential setbacks to the longer-term big picture, as long as there's a good long-term story. Now, on the other hand, if I was going to speak about a industry that might be in serious trouble, I might look at oil stocks, because we just saw the Saudis come out, it was either today or yesterday, and say that they won't need to supply as much oil to the market next year. So that really raises the question, can that sector go lower? And we're also seeing medical supply companies come out saying they expect, in the U.S. anyway, the pandemic to last well into next year and maybe throughout next year until they have a widely distributed vaccine, assuming we can actually do that. So that tends to weigh on oil demand around the world, you know, because everyone's dealing with this pandemic. So there are areas. And again, oil stocks are up today. They are. And there's no arguing against that. But if I was looking at the longer term picture, I might think, you know what? That might actually not be the case. Now, one reason oil stocks in the U.S. might be up is because now investors think, well, since the Republicans hold the Senate, Biden, if he is president, won't be able to cut subsidies for the oil companies, which is one thing that he had talked about doing. So maybe there's a relief rally for that reason, and I can understand that. I'm just saying that I think people do need to step back. They need to look at the bigger picture for these stocks and think, what's going to be the news for these stocks over, say, the next 6 months? Do I really want to own any of any particular individual sector? Where do I think things are going? It's at a time like this where, yeah, if you have nice gains, you might want to take some of them, you know, just half the gains on a position that gives you a cushion to the downside, something like that, raise a little cash, because there might be a good buying opportunity coming up, especially if the current political train of thought about how this election is going to turn out gets thrown off course. If that happens, then all the stuff that's been placed in so far will have to go back into the whirlpool of like uncertainty again. And who knows what will happen at that point. So it's a very exciting time, but also a time when you should exercise caution.
Hey, Sean, I completely agree with you. And one thing that we haven't even touched on is the fact that COVID is still around. And we are seeing even more shutdowns happen in Europe. And we just saw the Bank of England also increase their bond buying program. So we do need to consider that we don't have uncertainty behind us. There's still a lot of uncertainty. And when we see these massive moves in a wide range of sectors, you really do need to take a step back and go, whoa, what is happening here and how sustainable are these runs? But Sean, that leads me to some of the sectors that you really like. You've already outlined cannabis, and I completely understand why cannabis should be on everyone's radar, especially those U.S. stocks because of what's happening in the U.S. But what else?
Gold is doing very well for us. Let me tell you about something that isn't doing well, actually, because this is something that's blowing my mind. In our Supercycle investor portfolio, we own a company called OraSure Technologies. What they do is they make tests for COVID-19. They reported fantastic earnings. I mean, great, much better than anyone expected. They also said that their revenues for the next year were going to be above anyone's estimates. This is where I'm getting some of the information about what people are actually forecasting is going to happen with the pandemic over the course of the next year and stuff. You know, the outlook is grim. All these things should be helping OraSure, and yet the stock is down 13%. We still have an open gain, but it's not nearly as nice as it was before. And so this brings me to the point that a lot of hope and like prospects for really nice things happening can be priced into these stocks. And then when they don't exceed those expectations, which is obviously what happened to OraSure, it like beat the street's expectations, but not the like whisper number expectations. When that happens, they can get dropped like a hot potato. So be very careful about that. Other things I think that could do extremely well, online retailing, which I mean, yeah, it had a great year in the past year, but it only seems to be accelerating. Things that do electronic payments like Square and stuff like that, they're all branching out into doing more and more of this stuff. Bitcoin seems to be doing extremely well. So if you are a Bitcoin investor, you probably already know that. But I work with some guys who are quite smart who think it has much higher to go. So sure, why not? That can do really well. You know, I mean, yeah. Things can do very, very well with that. We'll just have to see how things go. What other stuff are we looking at? Well, you know, I mean, it's hard to pick sectors and industries that are actually doing badly right now because everything's up today. You know, I mean, it's nuts. But just be careful. Don't chase things too much. Honestly, even though on a day like this, it doesn't feel like we'll have a pullback, we can have a pullback tomorrow. So make your shopping list. And we have talked about things like precious metals and copper and cannabis and like stuff like that. All these things can do well, but they won't go in a straight line. So have your shopping list ready. They will pull back. That's when you can buy them. It'll be just fine.
Hey, Sean, some great comments and some very level-headed comments, and I think that's always needed, especially in times when we're seeing this kind of volatility. But hey, it's a good day for, I think, all of our portfolios, so it's nice to have these kind of days and be reminded why we invest in some of the stocks that we invest in. Hopefully these trends continue, but the end of this week I think is going to be important, and just getting some clarity on this U.S. election is also going to be very important. Sean, thanks for your time today, buddy. I'll chat with you in another couple weeks.
Okay, thank you.